Good afternoon. The start of another busy week, and we've had quite a positive session, actually. The ASX 200 up in the order of 41 points or 0.6%, and that means the index wrapped up at 7,384. So we certainly did fade from the highs of the day, which was at around midday when the market was up by around 1%, but it still was enough to make it the best start we've had since right at the beginning of August, and it was also enough to recoup around 60% of last week's declines as well. Doesn't really change the fact, though, it's going to be a real big ask to see the markets recoup the losses we've had over the course of the month. In fact, the market is still down by around 2% in September with just a few days of trade left. So we'll need a minor miracle perhaps to get us there. Not impossible, but it looks likely at the moment that this could very well be the end of an 11-month winning streak, which we haven't obviously experienced since 1943. But today what we've seen is gains across the board. Just a few sectors underperformed. Tech stocks did quite poorly, and also some of the defensive areas of the market came under pressure. So healthcare, consumer staples included, utilities also not doing too well. The standouts today, energy stocks and the major banks. Now, the energy sector seems to have been pushed higher by another lift in the oil price, which jumped up by around 1%. And that now means that oil prices in the US have hit their best levels in around 3 months and have improved for five consecutive weeks. And this is partly ahead of winter in the Northern Hemisphere, and concerns that perhaps with the reopening process and perhaps for a demand for heating being quite high at the moment too, there could be a little bit of a shortage of some energy products. So Woodside rose today by about 3%. Santos and Oil Search up in the order of 2%. A bit of company news around as well. We heard from Australian Pharmaceutical Industries, which is the group behind Priceline Pharmacies. It rose by a little more than 3%. Now, it received a takeover offer worth about $773 million from Sigma Healthcare today. And this is just 2 weeks after Wesfarmers launched a sweetened takeover bid for the group as well. So, you know, when you've got two organisations trying to take a company over, it tends to be supportive for its share price. And that's what we've seen from API at the moment. Travel stocks have also done quite nicely. Qantas brought forward its expected reopening date for travel between New South Wales and Victoria by close to a month. Previously, it was expecting that to kick off in early December. Now, it's put a date of about the 5th of November on that. And also, New South Wales' plan to reopen in about 3 weeks remains in place. And that probably is something else that's perhaps supportive for some of these travel stocks. So Flight Centre rose more than 7. Qantas also rising by approximately 3% today. The price of oil, which of course has done really badly over the course of the month, still down about 30% really in September, but we've had a little bit of a reprieve coming through in recent days. So a 1% gain on Friday, a 3% gain over the course of last week. And this has been partly put down to the restocking that might be taking place in China at the moment. This is ahead of week-long holidays, which kick in China. These are national holidays, which start this Friday. So we have some additional buying coming through ahead of that. That seemed to help stocks like Fortescue and Rio improve. BHP, on the other hand, gave back its gains. It was completely flat, but it is certainly a more diversified miner. Also, concerns with China's property industry is certainly one to watch here. Of course, last week, what dominated was concerns with Evergrande, which is one of the largest property developers there, having some issues with the repayment of debt, and that's probably going to remain a key focus in coming weeks. One reason for that, of course, is that the property market industry in China buys a lot of Australian iron ore, and if there is any type of slowdown in property in construction there, that certainly could have ramifications for decreasing demand for iron ore as well. Outside of that, we heard from Synlait, which rose by a good 7%. It released its full year results today, posted its biggest loss actually ever at $28.5 million, and it blamed that partly on its partner A2 Milk, which buys quite a bit of raw ingredient from the group to make infant formula, and basically it has done it quite tough with border closures and reduced demand in China due partly to greater competition there. And also the Daigou channel, which has been largely decimated for the time being. And now, elsewhere, we've heard from Sandfire, which was in a trading halt in the late part of last week. It rose, fell by about 7% today. It raised a bit of money to help pay for an acquisition of a copper mine in Spain, which it's spending $2.5 billion on. And a newcomer to the market today, a company called Pacific Edge, which is a company that develops tools for the early detection of cancers, and its shares rose 17% on day one of trade. This week, Big week. There'll be plenty to watch. There'll be $14 billion in dividends to be paid from stocks like CBA, CSL, and also Coles. Plenty of economic news in Australia and around the region as well, and also in the US. And the Aussie dollar is at about 72.7 US.